flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Kind of taking a look back at the whole season. Look, they got smashed by the Eagles 55-23. The game didn't go the way they wanted. Too many turnovers. Saquon Barkley was too much for him. Jalen Hurts actually played really well. They lose that game. But they made it all the way to the NFC Championship game after a 4-13 season. What are you going to remember the most about it? You know, to me, I'll remember that late run. But then if I really take time to think about it, and I agree with EB, they got a lot of things to address in the offseason. Still, they had a trash defense last year, okay? Yeah. So, like, the bigger picture thing is they went from being a laughingstock of an organization led by Ron Rivera, who turns out was a buffoon here, okay? He was supposed to be the guy that brought the culture change. It was Ron Rivera was supposed to be that guy. And even some of his drafts, he was bringing in military guys. Like, they went with the coach-centric approach. It completely flopped. All right? The Ron Rivera era, as a coach, we thought it was a joke. As a guy who was in charge of the draft and free agent acquisitions,
even bigger joke.
Was a joke. And the team continued to be an embarrassment. The big picture thing is, and Doc Walker alluded to this, they've got guys in charge now that you can trust. And Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, and they've got the quarterbacks. The big picture thing is, and you've talked a lot about culture. The culture did change. I think that happens when you win. But it's a different team. It's a different vibe.
Well, it's a new era. It's the start of a new era.
Yes.
It's an exciting time for sure.
And those guys are enjoying going to Ashburn every day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's no way people enjoyed going to Ashburn for the last 4 years or three. And then they're just impossible. It's just certainly not last year.
It's just a hard way to end the season.
It's a tough
way. It's like a car crash. It's a tough way to end the season and to feel, you know, super duper thrill.
It's a bummer.
I'll say this, of the two teams that lost though, Washington, to me, has more hope. Even if Buffalo's better, like, if I'm a Buffalo fan, you're getting punched in the face by the same guy over and over
again.
Very
annoying.
Like, that's, to me, more depressing. It's like, what do you have to do?
Well, now I know why Bills Mafia, I know why they drink themselves to oblivion and throw themselves into folding tables.
It's kind of
because they hate themselves. They're self-loathing, and they hate Patrick Mahomes because they can't get past
him. They probably feel like there's no hope.
It's hopeless.
I mean, unless Mahomes has an injury.
Well, it's like a Caps-Penguins thing. Yeah. You just keep getting eliminated by the Penguins.
They have to beat him. They have to vanquish him.
Eventually,
at some point.
They did. Eventually, they did.
Right. But maybe they won't. Maybe they just never will.
You know, you could say it's Peyton Manning early in his career against Tom Brady and the Patriots. Eventually, the Colts did beat the Patriots in an AFC Championship game, and they won a Super Bowl, and actually head to head in the playoffs. Or I might be thinking, I think in the playoffs, Peyton Manning might actually have a winning record against Tom Brady. No, that can't
I don't
be
know.
The case.
All I know is I have a neighbor.
The last five.
I have a neighbor that lives about a half mile away that has a Bills flag in front of his house, and whenever I walk by, I just think that's tough sledding. Now, I mean, you've got Josh Allen to root for, but like you've got a major obstacle in your way to try to get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, Jason said no hope for Buffalo. I think there's some hope, but Washington has more hope, more to look forward to.
Well, I'm just saying the fans probably feel that way.
Yeah,
because they're losing to the same guy every year.
Right.
They got no problem beating everybody else, but if they have to play Kansas City, they lose.
Right.
Now maybe it changes next year.
I just think it's torturous to be a Bills fan.
It has
There's 12 fan bases that have never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
For me, Bills and Vikings are at the very top because they've gotten so close so many times.
Yep.
And they can, like, the Lions know they're the Lions, as EB says. Same old Lions, right? They're just losers.
Yep.
The Bills are so close. The Super Bowls they've been to, they're so close year in and year out right now, and they can't get over the. It's torturous.
And they have a tortured history because, I mean, you could think about a missed kick.
Yep.
That's a Super Bowl right there.
The only difference.
And then in these games against the Chiefs, they're close. Like, they're not going to smash.
They're going to be right back there next year. They're just going to keep knocking on the door.
But you got the Ravens, you got the Bengals, you got the Chiefs. Like, it's not a given.
The worst part about it has to be, like, with 6 or 7 minutes left in yesterday's game, you saw it completely unfolding. You saw what was happening. And if you're a Bills fan, you're like, we're helpless to stop it. Mahomes is going to drive down. He's going to win the game. It's just, it keeps replaying itself.
They have two sport teams in the city. The other ones are the loser Sabres.
Yeah.
They got nothing. They got the Bills, and they can't get over
the hump. Pretty sure the Sabres have never won the Stanley Cup.
I don't know what I would do.
I know. It's
14-2, 30, whatever it is every year.
Terrible weather.
You have to be like Roger the engineer. Roger just goes through life. He's blissful because he's ignorant about what the Bills are doing.
You know who else probably feels that way? You know who else? Jet, even though the Jets have won,
right?
It was 1969.
Right, it is a long Joe Namath. Hey.
Jets fans have to feel that same.
Yes. Hey, do this as a bit.
Yeah,
if you see Roger in the breaks, congratulate him on the win.
Probably should. Yeah, do a Mike Wise bit with him.
I bet you he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
No, I saw him earlier. I think he was muttering something about tough one for the Bills. So, like, I think he actually knows their fate. I wouldn't bet a lot of money on it, but I think he knows they lost.
All right, let's go back to the phones. I think that the Commanders should have a lot of hope. It doesn't mean they're going to win more games next year. I've always agreed with you on that.
Yeah, I love where we are in the sense that we have Jaden. It's going to be exciting. Every week's going to be exciting. But if you ask me right now who's going to go further next year, the Bills or the Skins, I would put money on the Bills. Like, to go further?
Yeah.
I think they're further along in their program. And I think Josh is great. I think our guy's great, but we need to surround him with so much more. All right, let's go to Andre.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of Bills fans that probably feel about their defense like the Commanders feel about their defense.
Yeah. Andre, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. First thing for me, at least, was listening to Cakes. There's no way they're going to fumble the ball 5 times again. Granted, it was 4, but I kept on saying, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
It's a good point.
You know, the one thing I would say about this, and it's not a critique, it's just, you know, I guess the economics of the sport or a trade-off with Jaden, and we doing so well so soon. To everyone's point, Philly, it was so much more, you know, had so many more talented players. And I think for years, Philly was always making the playoffs, but for whatever reason, they were still, you know, good trades, whatever. They were still getting, like, really high first-round picks, which really only bolstered their team, and that's what you have today. Whereas with us, obviously, Jaden doing so well, you know, we're going to pick in the high 20s, and, you know, we don't have that many picks. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's a situation we are now. It's a trade-off with Daniels doing so well. So, you know, obviously we got good people in charge to make those decisions. And I guess my question to you guys is, you know, Jaden obviously is the type of dude who makes the team better. So do you go after, like, high-caliber offensive players where, you know, maybe perhaps Jaden, you know, can make, you know, low-caliber players better and focus more money into defense? Just kind
of curious. We talked about this earlier, Andre. We talked about this earlier in the first and second hour. We all kind of have different opinions on it. For me, it's blatantly obvious. We got to be able to stop the run. I don't know if it's setting the edge or better tackles. I probably think it's tackle would be the number one area for me. But if you wanted to say an edge rusher that also could set the edge better, to me, by far, that's the biggest issue because we were scoring 30 points a game and it's not enough.
In my opinion, Terry needs more help, and you need to revamp the running back room. I would just start with a clean slate there.
So you want to go all offense. They need help on both sides.
They need help on both sides of the ball, obviously.
They need help on the offensive line as well.
I agree. Correct. They need help at every level except quarterback.
Adam Peters can be a busy man this offseason.
Maybe safety's okay. Maybe safety's
with
okay.
Quan and Chin. Well, Chin's a free agent.
Yeah, I mean, if they brought him back, I mean, I would be okay with it.
Maybe they go
some
different direction there.
I would basically say at every level except quarterback, they need help. They need a lot of help in some of those areas. Let's go to Jim, Miami. Jim, what's up?
Thank you, Junk, for taking my call. Yep. Really listening to you down here.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
You know, yeah, I really agree with everything you're saying, especially with what JP was saying. This has been a tremendously magical year. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the magical years when, you know, we were always in the playoffs and winning Super Bowls. And, you know, I agree with you. I mean, majority of these playoff games, if you look back, like JP was saying, whoever lost a turnover battle, you know, lost the game. And we just committed turnovers. I mean, it's part of the game. And they converted that, what, into 21 points?
28.
Philly did.
So, 28.
Yeah, 20, okay, 28. Stand corrected. And you take away those turnovers, that's 28 points that they don't have. And, you know, we're in the fight. But I'm excited. I mean, I get a lot of grief down here the last couple of years with idiot Snyder and the way things were, you know, dysfunctional. And just a quick story I want to share. I got a 21-year-old kid, and a couple of years ago, you know, he would ask me, Dad, you know, you're lucky. You saw this team win 3 Super Bowls, all your teams that you root for, the Caps, the Nats, even the Bullets before the Wizards win championships. He's like, do you think I'll ever see this team win a championship in my lifetime? And, you know, he was so excited. We went and actually watched it in the sports bar. And to have that kind of excitement back since 1991 to share that with my son, that was magical. And I told him, I said, look, son, we're on the uptick. You're going to see a lot more victories out of this team. And you'll definitely see, if not more, you know, multiple Super Bowls. We just, like you said, we just got to build around Jaden Daniels. You know, build up our weaknesses, but you know we're on the uptick, and it just goes with stable ownership. I mean, just like it was back in the days.
Jeff, no doubt, you make some great points.
Thank you, Jim.
I'll just add this: turnovers huge, but if you just look at yards per play, which is pretty telling, Washington averaged 4.5 yards per play. Philadelphia averaged 7 yards per play. If you look at yards per pass, they were far better than what Washington was. 4.8 versus 7.7. I mean, Eagles had 229 yards rushing. So, yes, turnovers is the biggest factor, but the defense.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
they can stop a team. You're allowed to stop a team after a turnover.
Yep.
They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And that 4.8 would bump up if they had better wide receivers, which is my point. Part of my point.
But remember, that was Fangio's defense. He just gave him all that stuff in front. He just kept everything in front of him, didn't blitz much, and we just couldn't, you know.
It was one of those days that everything kind of went wrong. Besides that for opening drive, 18 plays, everything went wrong.
Yep.
And you can't turn the ball over that many times against a great team.
Nope, it'll murder you. All right, we'll continue to take your calls next on the MGM National Harbor listener lines in the wake of the Commanders' loss in the NFC title game to the Eagles. Are you looking to upgrade your office game? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture today, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues, my friends. Whether you're drafting up the next great genius idea or you just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the fan, and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.